Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is someone who I have the privilege of calling a friend, but also an individual that's doing a lot of amazing work. Dr. Rob Pennington is back with us today. He's the author of the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes. But also, he's doing something now where he's able to use his website to be able to share information very quickly with you guys, not only about the issue of stress, but also what you can do to be able to eliminate stress in your lives. We're going to talk to Rob not only about the continual success of the book, but also about the new information as well. Rob, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Cyrus, I'm so excited. I mean, you were so helpful to me when the first book went out, and that was very successful, and so I'm real happy to come back and catch up with what's happened since then.
Well, you know what? The pleasure is definitely all mine, Rob. You know, when I was prepping for this segment, I went back to Find the Upside of the Downtimes. And that book really, I mean, I think you are one of those individuals that can honestly say, look, if I can get through what I have been through, you can definitely do it as well. You know, as you have continued to talk about the book and now, of course, doing your speaking engagements and helping people in other areas, you know, do you kind of just think about sometimes that, wow, I kind of needed to go through what I did in order to be able to help people the way I am today?
Oh, absolutely. It's given me great compassion for pain and stress and the struggle
right, that
is required to make change. One of the things I talk about in the book is that cliche, you know, that when a door opens, when a door closes, a window opens.
Right.
But what is in the middle there is you got to make a change. You got to turn around to find that window.
Exactly.
And that change is not easy, and it's something that requires effort. And that's what I tried to communicate in the book is that, you know, yes, it's difficult, but there are ways to move forward. And each chapter I have a story and the lesson I learned and an activity for someone to practice that could help them move faster through these kinds of challenges in life.
Yeah. One of the quotes that was in the back of the book that I thought I wanted to share today, Rob, is from Ruben Gonzalez, the Olympian. He said, speaking about your book, he said, it shows you how to find the sunshine after life's storms. And that is what so many people need today, which I think is a great segue to what you're doing today. If people have been on our website recently, they've seen the ad for, you know, something new that you're doing with the topic of stress. Why did you feel as though now was the time, Rob, to be able to not only share with for individuals how they could not only find help with stress, but to better understand what they were dealing with?
Well, you know, it's not a fad. It's something that most of us continue to have difficulty with in our lives.
Yeah.
There's still evidence that it causes most of the illness and even death. The largest causes of death are stress-related. And what I did in my book, the first chapter where I talk about getting shot, I took that material that was in that chapter, the stress management response, and I've really expanded on that first fundamental step of learning how to speed through stress in 5 steps in 15 seconds. And I have a video that's available for people that talks through that process. And then what started out to be just a little 10-page review ended up being a 50-page workbook.
Right.
And both of those things are free on my website, drrobpennington.com. And that is something I wanted to make available to everybody because we all need to learn how to move through the elementary school lessons in our life in order to be able to be more prepared for the graduate school lessons. And these are the tools and techniques I use every day. I breathe, I relax, I reassure myself, I think positive, and I look for some humor.
Exactly. And, Rob, I mentioned, you know, your own life, again, as an experience. You actually say in the book on page 6 in the book that people are able to get, and again, the book is called Speed Through Stress, and we'll be reminding you guys here in a moment how you can be able to get it for free for yourself. But this is what you actually wrote in the book, because I went through the steps of being able to get it for myself, Rob. You wrote this: I'm coming to realize that every worst experience has the potential for the best opportunity. You may not at first have even wanted that new opportunity, but you come to view it as one that is, in fact, more valuable. You know, I think what you do in this book, because I did read it before prepping for the segment, is that you help us to understand that it really is up to us. It goes back to something we talk about a lot on this program this year, Rob, about the choice that we all are faced with. Maybe all of us are going through different things, but we have a choice as to how we choose to deal with it. Do you think that's what you've been able to do when reflecting on your life? You made a choice as to how the events that happened to you were going to affect you.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't cause the circumstances in our lives, but we do cause our reaction to them. And that's something most people have not considered. I think most people don't think they have anything to do with how they're feeling, that it is the weather, it is the circumstances, it is the politics, whatever. And those are difficult and challenging circumstances at times.
Right.
But it's how we choose to react to them. And just saying that can be difficult to hear and understand when you're in a difficult challenge. And that's why in each chapter of, you know, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, and in this newer book on Speed Through Stress, I have specific steps that have helped me help others, because I've done this material now for 40 years. I've received the highest trainer evaluations from ExxonMobil every year for 32 years in sharing this material, because it makes such a powerful difference for people all throughout their day, not just when they've got big stuff to deal with. We all got to learn how to do these things.
That's true, and it's great to be able to learn it from someone who's been there. Again, everyone, Dr. Rob Pennington is back with us. He's the author of the book Find the Upside of the Downtimes, How to Turn Your Worst Experiences into Your Best Opportunities. We're talking to him not only about the success of that book, but also his new project, Dealing with Stress. The book is called Speed Through Stress. It's available to you guys completely for free, as well as a great video. We'll be telling you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. And again, all of this is actually through your website, I should say, for those joining us online. They can actually go to, while we're talking here, Rob, to
drrobpennington.com, or if they can't remember that, speedthroughstress.com will both get you to the same place.
Exactly. And when they go there, they're able to go. All they have to do is to sign up, and they can get it completely for free instantly. I want to talk about how you're using your website, because I think this is a great way of not only being able to share information, but also I think to allow people to understand how, you know, these steps that you're sharing with them are things that they can begin using right now. How did you come up with the decision to share it the way that you're sharing it now?
In the past, people had to be in a seminar, or they had to hear me at their organization, conference or convention. And that just limits the impact I can have in sharing with people. So writing the book was one way, but the website is something that's available 24 hours a day. And
right.
So I'm really trying to use that in a more creative way, and I've lined up more for people. So when they opt in and, you know, it says get access now and get that book and the video, they get follow-up emails that give them more material. So I've got teleconferences that I've done and have recorded. And for people who are in that process, or if they join the membership process that's there, I give them more material, because I want to always be providing ways for people to grow who were interested in it. And ultimately, we'll be creating a community in here. There's just a lot of ways to provide support to people. And, you know, I'm interested in doing that, and the website's a wonderful way of doing that.
And isn't it also another way, Rob, of letting people know that they're not alone in this, too, I think? You know, that what they're dealing with when it comes to issues that they feel as though nobody else will understand, that you're allowing them to understand that, yes, not only, you know, do other people understand, I've been there, and this is what I've done to be able to, you know, to find some relief.
Well, I do get that feedback from a lot of people who've read the book and identify with all the different kind of stories that are there. There's some that have to do with finances, and some that have to do with health, and some that have to do with relationships. There's a lot of different ways for people to connect. And I think one of the things as a psychologist that I had to learn how to do is I had to learn how not to speak in psychologies. You know, I had to learn how to overcome that jargon and just, you know, talk like we all talk. And I think the book was one way of doing that. And it took me a long time. I used to think of myself just as a speaker, not as an author.
Mm-hmm.
I could think, I can talk in an audience, hey, I'm great there. But to talk to someone who's not in the room, you know, who's looking at what I've written down and I'm not going to be able to adjust it,
right.
That was a big hurdle for me to get over. But I've been very pleased with the impact of the book. In fact, just last week I heard from someone in the Philippines who was affected by it. And, you know, they're in the middle of this typhoon process, and this guy had part of his house destroyed, and his mother-in-law had a heart attack in the middle of it and died. I mean, this is heavy-duty graduate school lessons stuff.
Right.
And in the middle of it all, he said, I was remembering your ideas, and I was practicing smiling for 60 seconds for no reason. And he said, it really made a difference. And so that's just thrilling to me that someone on the other side of the world could have their burden lifted a little bit by just some of the words that I've written or, you know, listening to the programs like we're doing right now.
Exactly. And, Rob, what I love about it is not only are you able to share with us, you then welcome us to participate. You give us these assignments that we can do very easily. Did you feel as though that was another way of being able to interact with the virtual audience?
Right. Now, again, I'm coming from a training background, so I'm used to having workshops where people do things. And I find that, you know, just hearing an inspirational message is not sufficient to make it applicable to me or to my life. It's true for me, but I know it's true for others. And so we do it in our training, so I try to do it in the book. So the book follows that format of a personal story of mine, the lesson I learned, and an activity for the reader to follow. And I think that's really helping people make it more applicable and more personal. And the workbook is even more of that. It goes into greater depth in that one activity that's in the chapter one around where I got shot.
Exactly. And, you know, well, let me say for those, again, who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Dr. Rob Pennington is my guest. He is the author of the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, How to Turn Your Worst Experiences into Your Best Opportunities. But we're talking to him now about not only the work he's been able to do as a speaker, but also more information he's been able to share about something that a lot of people deal with. We have probably dealt with it from time to time, and that is stress. His new book is called Speed Through Stress. It's available for you guys completely for free through his website, which is www.drrobpennington.com, and we'll be reminding you guys of that again. Or you can just go to, as Rob referenced earlier, you just go to the website speedthroughstress.com to be able to get it. But we're talking to him not only about, you know, what led him to release the book through his website, but also the information he's been able to share. The thing that struck me the most that I have personally dealt with, and I have talked about it on this program, Rob, and I know other people have, and that is self-doubt. I love what you said about that. And I want to actually read it from the book and talk to you a little bit, because I think it really helps us to understand that we are so much more than what we think of ourselves. He wrote this on page 39. I once realized that babies are not born with self-doubt. Self-doubt is something we learned. We all have learned over time to doubt our value and worth. For years, I kept the debate going in my mind about whether it was okay to be me. Since I was the one having the debate, I realized I could resolve the debate and in my favor. And I love that, because I think that is the thing that all of us have. We don't realize it, you know, while we're going back and forth, no, there's no way I can do that. No, I'm not. That's for somebody else. That really, you know, since we're the one having this conversation with ourselves, we can easily win. How did that change your life when you came to that realization?
Oh, gosh, that changed everything. Because most of my life in some ways had been trying to prove to myself and to others, you know, that I was okay. Now, I have a habit of self-doubt. I still do. So I still get worried and upset and frustrated, but not for as long. Because I remember, wait a minute, I've made a decision. It's okay for me to be me with my strengths and my weaknesses, with the lessons I've learned and the lessons I've not learned. That whole thing, that whole ball of wax is okay to be. And what I discovered is when I really let it be okay for me to be me, I kind of automatically let everyone else be okay to be them.
Yeah.
And so everyone has lessons learned and unlearned, and all our stresses are about unlearned lessons.
Right.
So we're all in a school, and we're all here to learn how to be more effective, powerful, loving, supportive, amazing beings. But one of the big hurdles is this self-doubt, this belief that who I am is not enough. And we're the ones who is choosing to believe that. And there's something I don't think most people realize is that we have something to do with what we think. I mean,
right.
Who's making you think what you think? And if you don't like what you think, you're the one who could actually practice choosing to believe something else. But a lot of us believe, I can't believe it unless I have enough proof. And then we figure out all these things that have to happen to prove that I'm okay. But there'll never be enough, because that's the part of us that's keeping the self-doubt going.
Okay.
So it's not like I decide I'm okay and then I never have any fear, worry, or doubt. It comes, but I learned how to recognize it quicker and move through it faster. And I think that's my little niche about how to deal with stress is you're going to have stress all your life, but you could learn how to recognize it quicker and move through it faster, and that's what both of these books are about.
Exactly. And again, you go on in the book on page 20 to talk about that, hey, if one person can do it, in other words, if Rob can do it, we can all do it. And I think that's the great thing about it. So again, Rob, they can go to www.drrobpennington.com. There they'll be able to sign up to get the we've been talking about the e-book, the PDF of the book,
right.
Key Through Stress. But there's also the great video. Talk to us about what it was like for you to share the information in the video.
Again, it's wonderful to begin to develop relationships with people, even though I'm not in the room with them. And so I have a little video of me welcoming people to the webpage that's on the homepage. And then, you know, I put video out to help share people, me and my experience, so that I think people can see that I'm just a real person here struggling with life, too, so that opt-in has that 20-minute video. But if they go to the speaking page, this keynote, there's a 3-minute video about how to empty someone of their ideas before you get more ideas into them. If you go to my blog and do a search on preference, there's a blog on don't go to war over preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 20-minute video there about the importance of requirements versus preferences in a relationship. We mix them all up together. And that, from having done 30 years of marriage counseling, that was the primary problem for people is they go to war over preferences. When if you're clear about what your requirements are and those are met, everything else by definition is not a requirement.
Right.
It's just a preference. And that shifted a lot for me in my personal relationship, but it also is very powerful and helpful to others. So one of the things about the website is I want to make things available, but I also want to continue to interact with people who are interested in making these changes. And so when they opt in and I get their name and their email, that gives me an opportunity just to send them some things from time to time that I've discovered or found valuable. So I have an e-magazine now. This is something
yes.
new.
Yeah.
On Flipboard on speed through stress. I have another one on mature leadership. I have another one on getting paid more to speak. So I'm just trying to create ways to make information that's valuable to me valuable to others. And I think there's some principle, universal law about, you know, the more you give, the more you receive kind of thing. So I believe in that.
Right. And I think what it also does, in my opinion, Rob, from reading it and visiting the site, is that it also shares that you're really trying to help. You know, so many times we just get stuff just thrust on us, and it's like, here. And there's no real direction for us, as well as, you know, even the benefit. But we're able to see the benefit very easily. And there's something else that I actually want to read it directly from the book Speed Through Stress, Rob, that I thought was really important, because it's something that I have really been, you know, helped by the past couple of years, and that is the impact of positive talk. You wrote this: in stressful times, your old negative self-talk hammers away at your self-esteem, repeating again and again. It takes practice to recognize that you're depressed or disempowered feeling during such a time is more than just a feeling. The feeling itself is actually a response to negative self-talk, to thoughts that you do not like, but that you are saying to yourself repeatedly. Identify and challenge any negative self-talk, and your feeling will actually change. That's a powerful thing because, again, it goes back to what we were saying, not only about doubt, how a lot of us have that, you know, and that led to that other conversation with yourself. They were able to win the battle of that. But, the talk of what we can't do, and you even say this, and another powerful thing, when it comes to, you know, telling ourselves I can't, you say this: a powerful secret to success is imagining I can, even if at the moment you don't know how you can. Talk to us about that revelation for yourself and what you hope that does for those who are reading Speed Through Stress.
Well, whenever anyone is experiencing stress, it's really because they don't know how to succeed at something. If we knew how to succeed, where would there be any stress?
Yeah.
And the problem is we think if we don't know how, that therefore we can't. And that's not really accurate. There are a lot of things in our life that we do know how to do. And at the moment that they present themselves, we're not sure exactly how, but we don't worry about it because we know we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. And there's no stress in it. It's just about taking that ability we already have and expanding it across everything. So if I don't know how I'm going to handle a problem I'm worried about, one, I've discovered I don't actually need to know how to handle it now because I'm just worried about it. I don't actually have to handle it right now.
Yeah.
I have something in the future sometime I'm worried about it. I think if I don't have an answer now, I'm not going to have an answer then. But a lot of times the information that I need in order to figure out the how isn't there until
right.
the circumstance is there. So learning how to imagine what that success would be like, it's what Stephen Covey says in The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, is begin at the end. You know, learn how to imagine that end result, because if you think of a worry as something you don't want to have happen, the opposite of what you don't want to happen is what you do want to have happen. That's called a goal.
Mm.
And learning how to flip your worry to a goal and then come out with some action that takes you in the steps, step by step, just from where you are, what's the next step in the direction of the goal? That's how you figure out the how. You don't
right.
see the whole path the whole way all at once. All you can see is the next step. What's the next step? Once I take that step, I'll see more information. And that moves us down the direction. Now, I still get worried and frightened and upset when I don't know how I'm going to do something. But, again, I recognize it quicker. I breathe. I relax. I reassure myself and go, oh, yeah, I don't have to know the how right now. The reassurance is on two levels, one about my value and my worth, but specifically about that I don't have to know the how right now to believe that I can begin making progress towards figuring out the how.
Yeah.
And that's something you got to practice. One of the things you said earlier caused me to remember another insight, and that is we use the intensity of our emotion as evidence of the truth of our thinking. The more upset I am, the more what I'm thinking must be right.
Exactly.
But this is not accurate. It is accurate that I'm having this thought, and it's causing me to have this emotional upset. But it is not accurate that that thought is true. It's just that I have the thought, not that it's accurate.
Right.
And you're right. When we learn how to recognize that thought and replace it with one that serves us better, it automatically shifts how we're feeling. But sometimes you have to go through the breathing, you know, count to 10, breathing, relaxing. Those two things are like shoehorns into the process of turning a negative thought that I believe into a positive thought and being able to believe that. So the sequence of those five steps in 15 seconds is purposeful and significant, and each one builds upon the next one to produce the desired result, which is basically being more at peace with the world and more happy in the circumstances and challenges that you're being given today.
Exactly. So, again, it's something that all of us can do. And to kind of come full circle, I began talking about finding the upside of the downtimes. You actually said this in the book, ironically fitting into our conversation on page 118. The lessons described in this book have come to me through the proverbial school of hard knocks,
yeah.
not through any unique skill or training. Though I have been fortunate to have some amazing teachers, the real lessons in learning came in how I learned from coping with the daily challenges life provides each of us. I know that since I could, you can. And that's really what you're telling us today, Rob, that because you know from experience that you can come out on the other side, that is what you're sharing with all of us. And that is
yeah, I just may not know how right now, but I believe that that's the process I'm going to go through to figure it out.
Exactly. And I think that is the key for all of us. Again, everyone, Dr. Rob Pennington has been our guest. Make sure you guys head over to www.drrobpennington.com. There you can sign up, get the free ebook there, Speed Through Stress, as well as watch the great video there. And then, you know, make sure you encourage your friends to do the same thing, to go to the website, sign up so that they can get not only this information, but other information that's coming from Rob. You know, Rob, I really want to say thanks again for coming on. It's always great speaking with you. When I've spoken to people over the time, and I feel as though we're friends, you know, it definitely makes the conversation, one thing, it goes by so much quicker. But also, I think, you know, we have so much that we can share. I hope you will come back. We'd love to have you back again.
I look forward to it, Cyrus. You're just the best, and I really honor and appreciate the difference you make in the world, which, by the way, congratulations on that growing.
Oh,
you know, you're just having so many more people joining you and so many more opportunities coming to you. That's really a reflection of the blessing that you put out to all of us every day. I'm grateful to be a part of your fan club.
Well, look, I'm glad to have you part of the family. I consider you part of the family, Rob. So,
thank you,
know, continued success to you, and looking forward to spreading the word about speed through stress. And we thank all of our listeners again for joining us for another segment of Conversations Live. Don't forget, of course, to head over again to www.drrobpennington.com, drrobpennington.com, to get your free ebook today, Speed Through Stress. We'll be sharing it online through social media as well. You also will find the link for this conversation for those of you who came in late. You can always click on that by going to our Facebook page or our Twitter page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I tagged Rob on both places to make it easy for you guys to find him as well. So make sure you guys are connected with Rob and also taking advantage of the great information he's sharing for free, for free. All it takes is your time to be able to sign up and then to enjoy the read for yourself. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.